This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Brazil conferred its highest honor, Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, presented the award to Mr. Modi in Brasilia. After being conferred the honor, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude to President Lula for the warm welcome.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा मुझे ब्राजील के सर्वोच्च राष्ट्रीय सम्मान से विभूषित किया जाना मेरे लिए ही नहीं बल्कि 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों के लिए भी अत्यंत गर्व और भावुकता का पल है। मैं इसके लिए उनका ब्राजील सरकार और ब्राजील के लोगों का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Both leaders held delegation-level talks and signed 3 agreements. The talks focused on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest. In his press statements, Mr. Modi said, during the talks, they emphasized the importance of enhancing collaboration across all sectors. He said, India and Brazil have set an ambitious goal of increasing bilateral trade to $20 billion within the next 5 years.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है
The Prime Minister said environmental sustainability and clean energy remain top priorities for both nations. Mr. Modi said the growing cooperation in the field of defense is a symbol of the deep mutual trust between both nations. Both nations firmly believe that all conflicts should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister said India and Brazil's thinking on fight against terrorism is aligned, zero tolerance and zero double standards. The Prime Minister, as part of his 5-nation visit, is now on his way to Namibia's last leg of the tour. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with the Namibian President. Prime Minister Modi will also be conferred with the highest civilian award of Namibia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit reports that the visit will shape the upcoming India-Africa Forum Summit and Global South priorities. Secretary East in Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, has said that during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, both leaders acknowledged the importance of the agriculture sector and its significant contribution to the economies on both sides. Briefing media in Brasilia, Mr. Kumaran said, the visit marked Mr. Modi's 4th visit to Brazil in the past 4 years and is only the 2nd bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country in the last 57 years. The secretary said 3 agreements were signed and exchanged in front of the President of Brazil and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. These were the agreements on cooperation in combating international terrorism and transnational organized crime, an MOU on cooperation with the sharing of successful large-scale digital solutions for digital transformation, and MOU on cooperation in renewable energy. The government has said that it has not issued any fresh blocking order and has no intention to block any prominent international news channels, including Reuters and Reuters World. The Ministry of Electronics and IT said the moment Reuters and Reuters World were blocked on the X platform in India, the government immediately wrote to X to unblock them. It said X took more than 21 hours to unblock Reuters. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 3 persons after searches in Karnataka in the Lashkar-e-Taiba terror group's prison radicalization case of 2023. The accused include a prison psychiatrist and City Armed Reserve policeman. In tennis, world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka quelled a strong challenge to Laura Siegmund of Germany and secured a place in the women's singles semi-finals of Wimbledon 2025 at the All England Club in London. Belarusian Sabalenka came back strongly after losing the first set to win the quarter-final clash 4-6, 6-2, 6-4 in nearly 3 hours. On the other hand, in men's singles, 2-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz produced a Wimbledon masterclass to end British hope Cameron Norrie's run and move into the semi-finals once again with 6-2, 6-3, 6-3 win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.